Your holy name. We magnify you, King of kings and Lord of lords forever. Hallowed be thy name. Hallelujah. I will bless the Lord. Oh, my soul and all I will bless the Lord, oh my soul, and all that is within me. Bless His holy, bless His holy name. For you have done great things, Lord, you have done great things. Oh, you have done great things. Bless your holy name. Oh, I bless your holy name. I give you praise. Hallowed be thy name forevermore. We magnify you, Lord. Hallelujah. Take control, Lord. Show yourself strong. Move in our midst, Lord, in a mighty way. We magnify you, Lord. We worship you. Blessed be your holy name. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord, oh my soul, and all that is within me. Bless His holy, bless His holy name. Fill my life, Lord. I lift it up, Lord. Come and quench this thirst in my soul. Bread of heaven, fill me till I want no more. Fill my life. Fill it, Lord, and make me whole. Fill my life, Lord. I give it up, Lord. Come and quench this thirst of my soul. You're the bread of heaven. Feed me till I want more. Fill my life. Fill it, Lord, and make it whole. Fill my life, Lord. I lift it up, Lord. Come and quench this thirst then of my soul. Bread of heaven, feed me till I want no more. Fill my Fill it, Lord, and make it whole. You're the bread of heaven. Feed me till I want no more. Fill my life. Fill it, Lord, and make me whole.
fill it, Lord, and make me whole. Thank you, Jesus. Do a new thing, O God, in our lives tonight. This night be a night of a turnaround from disfavor to favor, from failure to success, from sickness to divine health, from lack to abundance. Shortage to plenty. Turn our lives around, Lord. Fill us to the overflow until we are baptized. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. Praise the Lord. Welcome you all. Thank you. Appreciate it. Our prayer session tonight is going to be very specific. And I'm taking my passage of scripture from the book of Genesis, the 35th chapter, beginning to read from the 16th verse. Genesis 35 and verse 16. The word of God says, and they journeyed from Bethel. They journeyed from Bethel. Bethel means the house of God. And they journeyed from Bethel. And there was but a little way And there was but a little way to come to Ephrath. A little way to come to Ephrath. Ephrath is an interesting word because it has a double meaning. The double meaning of Ephrath, one meaning means a heap of ashes. And it also means a place of fruitfulness. Ephrath or Ephratah again means a heap, an ash heap, or a place of fruitfulness. And in life, we have the power to decide on whether our lives will be an ash heap or a place of fruitfulness. When they left Bethel, and there's a long story behind this story here, it has to do with what words we speak out of our mouths. I preached a message many years ago about the day that Jacob killed his beloved wife. And when I said that, many people listening, their eyes popped wide open and wondered, what is he talking about? Jacob never killed his wife. But by the time we finished the message, it was very clear he did. for the words that came out of his mouth. Words are powerful. And tonight, by the grace of God, I want us to accomplish at least one thing tonight, and that is the reversal of words that we may have spoken that are haunting us, that are jeopardizing our success in life. They were a little way to come to Ephrat or Ephratah, a sheep or a place of fruitfulness. You know, so many times we are so close, but we don't arrive. Second thing that we're going to pray about tonight is that we're not so close that we don't arrive. So close, you almost made it. Almost, almost. Almost is not good enough. You almost made an A. It's not an A. You almost hit the bullseye. You didn't hit the bullseye. Almost is just as good as missed it. Almost, almost. You're almost the president. You are almost the premier. You are almost the mayor. You are almost. That means you were not. And there was but a little way to come to Ephrat, to the place of fruitfulness. Almost there. So first segment of our prayer is this: God, help me defeat the mindset, the spirit of almost. Almost. I almost got pregnant. That means you were not pregnant. I almost had a baby. That means you did not have the baby. Almost. And so many times we live in that world of almost, and we accept almost as the story. Today, let us pray, Father, help me defeat the spirit of almost. I don't want to be almost. That mindset of almost, I don't want it. I want to arrive. I want to achieve. I want to accomplish. I want to receive. Not almost received. Not almost accomplished. Not almost, I was almost victorious. No, I want to receive what God has for me. Not almost. Would you rise and pray that prayer? God, help me. Help my family. Help our church not to be in that mindset of almost and be satisfied with almost. We almost got to the place of fruitfulness. We almost had a revival. We almost had enough money. We almost had enough numbers. We almost, almost, almost. Father, defeat for us. Grant us the grace to overcome the mindset of almost. Father, in Jesus' name, I want to arrive at my destiny in you. I want to achieve, I want to accomplish everything that you have on your mind for me, everything that you have on your mind for us as a congregation, as a church, as the body of Christ. Lord, oh God, let the spirit and the mindset of almost be shattered off of our lives once and for all. Lord, oh God, we refuse to accept almost. We refuse to accept the second place. We declare in the name of Jesus Christ that we are triumphant, overcomers, accomplishers of that which you have on your mind. So, Lord God, this day in the name of Jesus Christ, let the mindset, let the spirit, let the attitude, let the actions that allow the mindset of almost to surround us, to move around where we are, to jeopardize, oh God, the best that you have for us, be forever eradicated. We refuse to allow almost in the name of Jesus, in the mighty name of Jesus. We reject your mindset of almost. We reject you now. We reject you now. We reject you. We reject you. We reject you. For the God we serve is a God who is more than enough, a God who starts and finishes. And therefore, this day, in the mighty name of Jesus, we receive the fullness of that which Father God has for us. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, our sovereign Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise God. They were almost at Ephrath. A heap of ashes, or place of fruitfulness. Second thing we want to pray about in regards to that, a heap of ashes means, you know, you get ashes from that which has been burnt up, used up, or a place of fruitfulness. Fruitfulness because it is still pumping, it is still growing, it is still flourishing. Ashes burnt up, tired, defeated, used up. I don't want that. I don't want to be heading in the direction of almost burnt up. Neither do I want to end up in the place of almost fruitful. I want to be fruitful, and I don't want to be burnt up. Amen? No, this man he's burnt up. He's used up. Can't use him anymore. He's fried. His mind is fried. He's tired. It's old story. No, fruitful. The Word of God says that the person that is blessed of God, even in his old age, remains fruitful. Praise the Lord. So today we're going to pray, God, I reject the mindset of being burnt up, used up, a heap of ashes. I cleave to a lifestyle of continual fruitfulness. I refuse to peak. I will always continue to grow. Growth is good. Amen? We continue to grow in every area of our lives. Father, I refuse a life that is used up, and I cleave to a life that is fruitful. Let's pray. Hallelujah. Father God, I thank you for your Holy Spirit. And I thank you, Lord, O God, that your Spirit is a Spirit that revives, that refreshes, that awakens, that restores. You're my good shepherd, the God who leads me in the path of righteousness for your name's sake. Therefore, Father, I give you praise that the life of being used up, burnt up, a heap of ashes, is not part of my story. Therefore, this day I reject everything that will bring about that kind of a life. I declare in the name of Jesus Christ that anything that will bring that kind of a life into place for this congregation, for this church, for this leadership, for this body of Christ, for these families, for our partners, for those of God that you have raised up in this house, Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, anything that will cause them to become a heap of ashes, used up, tired, burnt up. Lord God, in Jesus' name, we eradicate by your Spirit, by your word, for your Spirit is a Spirit that refreshes. Oh God, the joy of the Lord causes refreshment to take place in our lives. And Lord, oh God, we receive a testimony of fruitfulness. We declare, oh God, that your grace sufficient is causing us, oh God, to be a people that are fruitful in all areas of our lives. We reject, O God, that which is not of you, and we cleave to that which is so like you. The God who renews our youth like the eagles. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father, that you hear us, O God. For this day we speak forth out of our mouths. We declare, O God, that we reject that mindset of being burnt up and used up, that mindset of being a heap of ashes. We reject it, and we cleave, O God, by the confession, O God, that comes forth from our lips this day, O God, that we live a lifestyle of continual fruitfulness, refusing to peak in any area of our lives. For Lord, O God, while we are young and while we grow older in you, Lord, oh God, your word says, oh God, even in our old age, we will continually be fruitful. So, Father, we cleave to your word and we say in Jesus' name, I will continually grow in every area of my life and I will be fruitful and multiply in Jesus' mighty name. Amen and amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. You may be seated. The word of God continues. This says, and Rachel travailed, and she had labor. Rachel travailed and had labor. The word of God says it's the way of the wicked that is hard. Why is Rachel having a hard time? She's loved, but she's having a hard time. She has given birth to a great son called Joseph. Yes, she was the loved one that was cheated by her father, when what belonged to her was switched away from her and given to her sister. The husband that she was expecting to be married to was switched away from her. And after she got married, she could not have children. She struggled and continually struggled. And struggled and struggled. But now she has a baby called Joseph. And the husband, Jacob, is leaving Laban because God has spoken to him to go back to Bethel. God wanted to collect on the vow that Jacob had made. And when they were leaving, Rachel took her father's gods and hid it. And when the father came and found out that Jacob had left with two of her daughters and all their children, he went on a hot pursuit, and he found out also that his gods had been stolen. And it comes in rage and accusation. And he accuses Jacob. Why did you steal my gods? Jacob said, I didn't steal anything from you. I took nothing from you. You've been cheating me all my life. And now that I'm leaving, you come in here again and you're speaking all this nonsense? Laban says, I know you've got my stuff. And Jacob says, okay, search. If you find it with anybody, whoever stole those gods of yours will die. They'll pay with their lives. So Laban looks, and Rachel hides the stuff. She's sitting down on it. And when the father comes, she says, well, I'm going through what women go through, the custom of women. It's upon me. How do you have the issue called the custom of women when you're pregnant? She's lying. But Father, let's say alone. It's okay. It's fine. Jacob says, did you find anything? I said, no. So he leaves. But the word about whoever has those images come forth out of the husband's mouth. And it is going to cost somebody. Who? The wife he loves, Rachel. And so, as they were coming to that place, Rachel begins to travail, and she has a hard time giving birth, and she's going to die from it. Her hard labor had been generated by the words that came out of the mouth of the husband, Jacob. Today we're going to shut down words that are making life difficult for us. Words that we've spoken out of our mouths. Words that other people may have spoken. And now have to be honored. We're going to cry out to God and say, Father, whatever words have come out of my mouth, the mouth of anybody else that is making life difficult for me, let those words begin to fail right now. Let those words fail. Let those words lose their power and not create a difficult life for me. Let us pray. I trust that you understand what this prayer point is. We don't want to have hard labor. Therefore, let any word that's been spoken that's going to make life difficult for me, any thought that has been projected that's going to make life difficult for me, be canceled immediately. My life must be a life of ease, not a life of difficulty. It is the life of the wicked that is difficult. The Lord Jesus Christ says, take on my yoke. It is easy, it is light, and it is easy. That which God gives us to carry is light and easy. Words make life difficult for us. So this day, let us declare in the mighty name of Jesus Christ that anything that is going to make life difficult for us is eradicated. It must fail. Those words must fail. Praise the Lord, pray. Father, whatever words have come out of my mouth, the mouth of anyone else that's making life difficult for me, I ask, Lord God Almighty, this day, that those words begin to lose their power and they begin to fail now. Let those words lose their power and not create a difficult life for me. In the mighty name of Jesus, let, O God, your word go against those negative words, those words of judgment, those words of condemnation, those words, O God, that have stayed themselves against me. Father, I stayed their words, those words against my family, against my church, against my finances, against my relationships. Let those words, O God, begin to fall apart now. Let them dissipate. In the mighty name of Jesus, scatter those words. Scatter them and destroy them. Lord, O God, dismember every word of the enemy that is standing against me in any way, shape, or form. I declare in the mighty name of Jesus a total failure for those words. In the mighty name of the living God, in the name of Jesus, we declare freedom from words that stand in the way. Blessed be your holy name. Thank you, Father, O God, that will not have hard labor. We refuse hard labor. We refuse hard labor. We refuse difficulty in bringing forth, O God, your promise. Blessed be your holy name, Most High. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Let's go on. It says, and it came to pass when she was in hard labor that the midwife said unto her, fear not, thou shalt have this son also. You're going to have this baby. You're going to have this baby. The focus here is this: God, bring people around me that will speak positively into my life, that would tell me I can do it. You're going to do it. You're going to succeed. You're going to accomplish what you're trying to do here. You're going to make it. Doesn't matter what is happening right now, you are going to produce and manifest what you're carrying. Amen? Praise the Lord. So that's going to be our focus. God, bring people around me that will help me know that I am going to manifest the fruitfulness that you have inside of me. Remember, she said, I am in the custom, I'm going through the custom of women. Meaning that she's going through her menstrual cycle. And if you're going through your menstrual cycle, you cannot be pregnant. That is what is creating her difficulty. Not just what the man, the husband said, but what she's saying out of her mouth, the lies that she's speaking out of her mouth. We've prayed about that already and said, God, we reject those negative words. Whatever it is I said, whatever anybody else said, we reject that. But now we're saying, God, bring me people that will bring people around me that will speak positively into my life and tell me I can do it. Amen? And I can, people. You can. Let's pray. Hallelujah. Father, we thank you, Lord, O God, for the mindset that says, I can do it. Lord, O God, we come into agreement with your word, which says, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. We receive that ability, that I can mindset. And Lord, O God, bring, O God, around us people, O God, that have the same mindset, not people, O God, that are always saying impossibilities and raising up difficulties, but people who say, okay, there is a solution. We can do this. We can do that. We can accomplish this. I can. People who go with their I can mindset will receive that grace, and will receive people, oh God, around us, oh God, that have that same mind and have that same pursuit, oh God, that encourages us to produce and manifest that which we are carrying, that which you have given to us, that which we are pregnant with. In the name of Jesus, any spirit, any mindset that says, oh God, that which we are birthing, oh God, shall not exist. Lord, oh God, this day we banish those words, those thoughts, and we say no to every satanic agenda. God, you who brought us this far, you will bring us all the way through. In the mighty name of Jesus, we are the blessed of the Lord, and will receive the testimony that the Lord God gives to us to share. In Jesus' mighty name, hallelujah. God, bring people into my life that will speak positively. You're going to make it. You'll produce and manifest what you are carrying. Bring the I can, you can people into my life. Amen. Hallelujah. Verse 18 says, and it came to pass as her soul was departing, for she died. Rachel died from this situation. Her husband had pronounced it. Whoever it is that is carrying those images dies. And now she's dying. Her soul is departing. But this is important. This is where we're going to end today. But this is the core of why we're praying tonight, right here. Came to pass as her soul was departing, for she died, that she called his name Benoni, but his father called him Benjamin. Now that is so deep. That is so, so deep. Benoni. What does Benoni mean? Benoni means son of my sorrow. That's the name she called him. She's birthing the child and she says, you're the son of my sorrow. What a name. What a name. You're the son of my sorrow, she says. You're the son that's caused me so much pain. And she's dying. Well, we can appreciate that. But she was speaking based on her circumstance. She said, Benoni. But I thank God that the father immediately called him Benjamin. Ben, son. Jamin, son of my right hand. That's the right hand of power. No, you're not a son of sorrow. You're a son that brings authority and goodness. You brought goodness. You brought power. You brought authority, not pain. This is powerful. As we wrap up tonight, our prayer is going to be exactly that. God, help me to be smart and to be sensitive enough to reverse curses. Benoni was a word, a name that was more like a curse. There was nothing positive about that. Son of my sorrow. You're the one who's causing me so much pain. But the father stepped in and said, no, Benjamin. Benjamin, son of my right hand. That's your name. That's your name. We need to be quick in canceling negative words, shutting it down. Now people, you know, Rachel, when she said, Benoni, son of sorrow, she was speaking out of her circumstance. She was going through hard labor, and she was in much pain. So you can appreciate why she would say, son of sorrow. If you're doing something, and you're trying to birth something, it's so easy to speak negative things into what you are doing, because it's hard, it's difficult, it's challenging. So you speak what you are feeling, but that's not what you're supposed to do. The Lord says that he will uphold us with his right hand. That means he will cause us to overcome. You're an overcomer. Son of my right hand, Benjamin, you are an overcomer. You went through this battle and you showed up. You are an overcomer. Don't dwell on how hard it has been. Dwell on how faithful and gracious God has been in empowering you to live every day in spite of all the struggles. You may say, it's a half cup full or empty scenario. What's your decision? Heap of ashes or fruitfulness? What's your decision? It's a choice. So this prayer focus here is going to be about this. God, help me to say the right things. Help me to reverse wrong things by establishing true things. Help me not to be led by my circumstances, but be quick to establish my purpose. Amen? What we have there. God, help me to be smart and sensitive enough to reverse curses. Help me to be quick in counseling negative words. Help me to dwell on how faithful God has been and not on the circumstances. Perfect. That's good. Very good. I don't know if we keep records of all these prayer points that we've been doing all through these years. These prayer points are so powerful that, you know, we should be creating a booklet for people to use to pray. These are so powerful. Amen? Hallelujah. So we're going to pray that right now as we wrap up tonight. God, help me to be smart, discerning, wise, sensitive enough to see curses, understand curses, see what is a word is spoken, what is that word going to produce down the line, and cut it off. Give it no chance to live. And establish that which must abide. That will cause change, positive change in my life. Let us rise, let us pray by the leading of the Holy Spirit. Father God, only you can help us. We're not smart enough to discern so many things. But Lord, oh God, by your grace, we can be discerning. We can be in the right place in our thinking, in our attitudes. Lord, oh God, we just ask right now, Father, by the Spirit of grace, Lord, oh God, that you will direct our path, and Lord, oh God, that you will cause us, oh God, to be wise and swift in the spirit of wisdom, knowledge, and understanding to declare your divine will, to pull down and to tear down and to annihilate, oh God, that which does not belong, that which must not live around us. So, Father, this day, every negativity, every form of negativity that has gone forth, that may be around us, that may try to penetrate into our lives, Lord God Almighty, this day, by the authority of your word, we declare your judgment against such words, and we bring them to naught. We reverse every misfortune, and we declare, God, that your kingdom come, that your will be done even now in our lives, now in our church, now in our families, now, O God, concerning every aspect of our lives, as it is heaven, so let it now be in the earth. God, good shepherd, shepherd our lives. You're the God who causes us to lack nothing. We declare in Jesus' name that every curse be reversed, and Lord, O God, that every misfortune be turned around to become a fortune. Lord, O God, in Jesus' name, we declare, O Father, that your word, O God, would take full place, O God, in our lives. We give license, O God, to you, for your will to be done. And we declare, O God, that there be a quick canceling, total eradication of everything that is contradictory to your divine purpose for our lives. Most High God, dwell graciously, powerfully in our words, that establish, O God, your divine purpose and destiny for our lives. Let those words, O God, take root quickly and grow supernaturally, and cause us, O God, to flourish and blossom and experience true fruitfulness in every area of our lives. Thank you, Father, in Jesus' name. God, reign supreme. You reign supreme, O God, over every aspect of our lives. Thank you, Lord, O God, for your abiding blessings. We are blessed and highly favored of you. Establish in righteousness and in truth, moving forward faithfully and swiftly. Be glorified, Father, in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank God for the time that we have spent together tonight in prayer. And as we continue for the rest of the day, may we continue in the blessing of the Lord. Amen. At this time, we'd like to remind you that in, in about 2 weeks, I believe the next set of meetings most likely are starting on a Sunday, if I'm not mistaken. The 28th through the 30th. I'm asking that God will do something extraordinary for every one of us. It is the Fresh Oil New Wine Conference with Bishop Dr. Felix Omobude. Pray about that particular meeting. Let God do something amazing in all of our lives. Amen. I'll show you the promo. And at the same time, I want to encourage you, those of you that are watching and listening, to be connected in your giving, in your special offering, tithe, offering, vows, whatever. Just honor God. Let's watch the promo. Thank you. Praise God. Amen. Well, next Sunday is going to be our next time of gathering together. Look forward to seeing you. At this time, let's honor God with our giving. And I'd like to say great blessings upon all those that are listening online. May the Lord keep you, strengthen you, uphold you, and bless you as he's blessing us that are here tonight. Be blessed and be highly favored of the Lord. Good night. Love you. Honor God with your giving.